When the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, says the states and territories could be better governed if they take on more responsibility for income tax, the proposal to allocate a share of income tax to help pay for schools and hospitals will be discussed at a meeting of leaders tomorrow.
The man accused of murdering school teacher Stephanie Scott has been committed for trial in the New South Wales Supreme Court. Vincent Stanford, a former cleaner at Leeton High School, will face court in May. In Griffith local court today, his twin brother Marcus Stanford pleaded guilty to being an accessory after the fact to murder.
Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump has quickly backed down on an assertion that women who have illegal abortions should be punished. Mr. Trump's comments unleashed a flurry of criticism, and his campaign office has released a statement in which he moderated his view.
And Lauren Jackson says she remains undecided about her future after announcing her retirement from basketball. Jackson says a chronic knee injury has ended her hopes of playing at the Rio Olympics. The 34-year-old is a four-time Olympic medalist with the Opals and also was named the most valuable player in the American WNBA three times.